ABC Radio Australia.
In 2022, a huge underwater volcano eruption in Tonga caused a tsunami that devastated parts of Tonga and surrounding outer islands. It was one of the largest ever recorded eruptions.
Ever since the eruption, scientists from all over the world have been interested in the site because it was so unique. There's a lot to learn from it.
Recently, there was a research vessel called the Investigator at the site of the volcano in Tonga, and they've been doing a lot of looking.
This is Associate Professor Rebecca Carey from the University of Tasmania.
The major findings are that most of the volume of magma that was erupted during 2022 is on the seafloor. It's distributed to about 100 kilometres away from source, away from the volcanic source, away from Hunga Volcano, in most directions. And we have sampled that volcanic ash on the seafloor quite extensively with all of the tools that we've had on the RV Investigator. And we'll be conducting research for probably the next 2 to 5 years, trying to understand how that sediment seafloor record can help us to understand the power of the eruption. What we knew when we started the voyage was that after the eruption, the biological communities on the seafloor were absolutely decimated because they'd been covered with volcanic ash. 3 years later, we've come back and we've resurveyed the same sites on the seafloor, and we've found that the macroscopic fauna, the species, they are still not really recovering. There really isn't much biological community on the seafloor. But the good news point is that within the sediment of the seafloor, microscopic fauna called foraminifera are starting to get a foothold. And that's important because if those foraminifera can flourish, it'll bring in the larger biological species such as the fish and squids and things like that. Within the caldera, the summit of the volcano, we found hot water plumes. Now, that hot water plume has a lot of nutrients in it derived from the volcano, and we found that life is flourishing a little bit more within the volcano rather than outside of it. And that's what we expected, and it was nice to see that. After the 2022 event in Tonga, our other Pacific nations who also have volcanoes, underwater volcanoes in their backyards, essentially, they're also interested in our research findings to inform the risk associated with volcanoes in the Solomon Islands and Vanuatu, and potentially the risk to the fisheries around volcanoes. So we're hoping to conduct some science now based on our findings, and we're hoping that those scientific findings will be informative in terms of informing the volcanic and tsunami risk for Tonga. But Pacific nations like New Zealand, Vanuatu and the Solomon Islands also have submarine volcanoes around their nations. And so since the Hunga Tonga event, those Pacific nations have been very curious about what the risk associated with their submarine volcanoes. So we're hoping to inform Tonga in terms of that hazard and that risk, but we're hoping to apply that to these other Pacific nations.
Pacific Prepared.